how the reaction has been across the country, but it seems like fans have really kind of latched on to you. I mean, based on the reaction there at that show and at the show box when you were on the Streets tour.
Yeah, I'm getting new fans. I can see it. The vibe's getting different, you know, compared to how it was. I don't know how it's gonna be. It's gonna get mad. I think. But I'm looking forward to it. Like, that's why I'm looking forward to going on tour, because, you know, it's gonna be different from last year, and, you know,
Well, it's a, you know, you kind of touched on something else that I wanted to get into. It seems like, you know, you're definitely getting, I've followed you since the EP, you know, there were stories coming out about you stateside then, and it seems like you, I guess maybe I should ask the question. I mean, what do you think the odds are that you could be one of the first the British hip-hop artists to really blow up in the United States? I mean, do you get that feeling?
I'm not gonna outright say yeah, because, like, you know, a lot of people say that. You know? Like, I will get to where I'm going to, yeah, and I don't know where that is, but I'm going somewhere, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I've got an opportunity, and, like, America is, like, yeah, like, hardly anyone can do this, like, from the UK, let alone me being a UK rapper, do you know what I mean, and being white and that business. Like, it's just different. It feels like I'm experiencing it. No one else is yet, and I can't even explain what it feels like.
I'm sorry, say again?
I don't know what it feels like. I can't explain what it feels like, you know?
Yeah, well, do you feel that, do you feel... And do you and other rappers over in England feel, you know, I mean, I've followed, like, the Dizzy Rascals and of course, the Streets and a few other groups over the years, but, I mean, do you talk to any of the other kind of, like, grime artists and whatnot, and do you feel that you're kind of overlooked here, or kind of feel that you're shunned on this side of the ocean?
So Mike Skinner walked past my house today. That was funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was with the Mitchell Brothers. I looked out the window, and I see him. I was like, Mike! Like, oh shit, that was weird anyway, but, yeah, like, I mean, I don't talk to that many people anyway, like, you know, I do, yeah, but, like, you know, I'm not best friends with anyone, so I don't know how they're really thinking about me, like, what's going on, but people like Dizzy Rascal and all that, I mean, they should be blowing up right now, do you know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
It's like, it's either going to take time or he didn't come at the right time, like, you know. But, I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to say that I'm, like, sit here and say I'm better than anyone else or whatever, and, you know, but then people might, I don't know, man. I don't like bragging about nothing. It's hard, man.
And what about, I mean, how do you feel about how... Of course, whenever people write about you, it's almost, you know, that they focus on, you know, your ethnicity or that you're from England. And
that's it.
Different things that can be.
I know this stuff. Like, I'm sure people will take a look at me and listen to me and know that stuff anyway. I don't want people to write about that anymore. It's annoying me.
I was wondering. I mean, it's like, I mean, do you feel that, like, you know, people pigeonhole you maybe as a novelty when you've got, I've heard you, I definitely know you have talent, but do you feel there's, like, that danger where people write about that stuff and that kind of bothers you?
Well, in a way, yeah, it just puts me in that little, oh, she must be a novelty artist bin. Like, oh, just put her in the gimmick bin because she's white and she's female, she's from the UK and she's short and she's rapping. Like, that's just the way I am, you know, people like it. But when media start putting me in that bucket, it switches up people's thoughts, man. Like, you know, makes people think twice. But I just want people to listen to my music and just call me Lady Sovereign, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? You know, not the white female sensation. Boo.
Are you hearing a lot of? Inevitably, it's like that. You hear the feminine tag.
Yeah, like, Eminem got compared to Vanilla Ice when he came out, yeah, you know, whatever, like, I don't mind, you know what I mean, but I, you know, like me at the end of the day,
right.
You know, same as anyone else in this world, you know.
Right.
You know, not that I don't care, I mean, whatever.